Welcome back to the Duncan Bruins pregame show. Time to bring in the head coach, Bruce Cassidy, sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Bruce, one of the things that you had said heading into that game against the Lightning was that it was going to give you a gauge on where your team is at. What do you have a better picture of?
Well, I thought, even though we gave up three goals and we were leaky through the middle of the ice, that, you know, our defensive zone coverage was solid. Our penalty kill did a pretty good job against them. Some areas we were looking to be better defensively, we cleaned up. Other areas we still have work to do. You know, them, I think they got all three goals off the rush and that. You know, we're not where we need to be in the neutral zone yet. Defending it well, forcing teams into to mistakes where we can transition the other way. And I think that, in turn, is hurting our offense with some of the other lines. You know, Bergie, Martian passed a second effort on pucks all the time. They're going to get their looks, but we haven't had a lot of easy transition plays against Tampa. It was more of the same in that regard. But our power play came through for us. Tuukka was solid. We still found a way to get a point, so you can't be disappointed. But like I said, we've still got a ways to go.
Can you go back to the neutral zone? You touched on this a little bit in the scrum, but what does that need to look like tonight? And what are you hoping results because of that?
Well, what it needs to look like is we need to be tighter, especially with our back layer. We morph into where two guys are pushing the puck. Sometimes it might only be one because you're in a line change. But whatever the situation, we've been very good the last 2 years of sorting that out, getting tighter together and sticks and lanes, and then, of course, taking good angles. That's where it always starts. So that's what I'm looking for when we don't have it. We do have it when we get it back. Let's get going north and not turn it back over, or, you know, try to get cute with it. You know, sometimes you just have to play behind their D. Sometimes you're going to get a chance to transition and rush. So we got to make better decisions when we do get it back. So put those two together. I think we're, you know, the team we used to be in terms of how we control that area of the ice.
Torrey Krug had mentioned on the heels of that game against the Lightning that he felt like there was some detail that was lacking. Is there more than just the neutral zone?
Well, that's where we started yesterday. We just felt that, you know, especially playing Tampa, then you get Toronto that's similar. You know, they're a rush team that they will come at you in waves or deal joints. So you got to make sure you're buttoning up your reads and, you know, your structure there. So that's where I focused on. Clearly in the offensive zone, creating some second chances, playing off the original shot. I don't think we've done a good enough job with that with some of our lines. And that's where I think Bergen, Marsh, and Past are so good. They're willing to throw a puck on net from an off angle and then go get it, knowing that teams break down from there. Now two of their guys go to the puck or nobody. You know what I mean? You have to force them to make a decision to recover a puck. So that's not something you can always practice. It's a little bit of instinct. So they're very good at that, then exposing it when they get to it first. And the second effort part of it to recover it is, goes without saying that those are three of the top guys in the National Hockey League, and some of our other players have to learn a little bit about their mentality.
Patrice Bergeron, the bar is so high for him. The game against the Lightning, was that the best you've seen him this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think Bergie's progressively got better. We didn't play him a lot in preseason by design. We wanted to ease him into this, you know, into the year, and sometimes it takes a little bit to get up and running. Sometimes the puck finds you right away. I mean, was it 2 years ago? His first game back, he scores, goes out and scores 2-2, but that's middle of the year, so you've already got some, you know, some shook and some of the rust off. Sometimes it takes a while. So for him, I think he's been solid every night, but you can see, you know, a little more crispness in his execution, and even Marshy, even though he's been scoring and making plays late, so you can see that he's still got a ways to go to completely get to where his game wants to be offensively as well. But they're still real good players for us, even in those situations.
You mentioned a little bit of what you want to see from your team overall from an offensive perspective. From two guys on the left side, and Jake DeBrusk and Danton Heinen, what are you urging them to do?
Well, for Jake, it's get in attack mode. His foot speed is second to none. He can really put D on their heels. So attack a little more. Don't settle for an outside shot when you got an opportunity to get a guy, so to speak, when he's in a vulnerable spot. If he's got a good gap and all that, yeah, fire it and play off it like we just talked about with Bergie's line. But attack a little more, and that's usually off the half wall, out of corners, chip pucks in the neutral zone. Heinen is just being stronger on it between the blues and knowing when there's ice and knowing when you got to play behind the D. Some lines just, the Corrali line does a real good job with that. They create their offense by knowing who they are. They make it hard. They're miserable to play against, and they get pucks back. And I think that's where Danton's kind of in between at times. And so we're helping him carve out an identity. Sometimes it depends which line you're playing with. But at the end of the day, he's had some looks. He just hasn't finished. He's had some point blankers. I know against Anaheim were two really good looks. And you know, all of a sudden, one or two of those goes in. You start turning the corner, feeling better about yourself. So if he can continue to put himself in those spots, I think he'll be fine too.
In the big picture, as a coach, do you have to keep things in perspective? You remember, obviously, the way the team was playing in June, late in the playoffs. But October is very different. You've got new pieces, and it's completely different hockey.
Well, you do, because I remember, you know, you're in May and June, and you're really managing the puck with a lot of care. I think every team in the league in October, still a little bit of that August hockey. I'm going to make a play no matter what. And the quicker you can sort of get out of that and make the plays when they're there, I mean, with reasonable risk, the better off you're going to be. And we haven't got there yet. You know, it's hurt us at times, but in our record, it's, you know, we've been able to overcome it with a good power play or goaltending. But that's the type of hockey I'm seeing now, and it tends to slow down. Guys are going to start getting banged up here before you know it. After 10, 20 games, all of a sudden a hip gets sore, a shoulder, so it's a little harder to be flying around the ice. And then the game becomes a little more settled in, like playoff hockey then. And it picks up again later in the year and when there's urgency for the play, you know, standings and all that. But that's what I see right now. Everyone's healthy. Everyone's flying around, feeling good about themselves. But that changes and probably suits us better when that style sets in.
Last thing, you were asked a little bit about the rivalry between the Bruins and the Lightning before that matchup, and you had mentioned the rivalry that the Bruins have with the Maple Leafs is probably a little bit bigger for a number of different reasons. But from your perspective on the bench, what do you enjoy about it? What makes it special?
Well, you got high-end players on each team. You've got, you know, for us, an original six, two original six, you know, teams. We've had playoff series go our way. So for that, you know, you always feel good about that part of it, that you feel you can beat the team across from you. Great fan support, hockey mad cities each way. If you win, you know, it's like, you know, fire up the duck boats. When you lose a game, it's fire the coach, you know, like you get those markets that are, you know, they're very passionate. So, and I like that because some markets you go into and you can barely hear a peep about hockey. So it's kind of nice to be in these ones that are a little bit more crazy about the game. So I love that. And you know me, I'm a fan of the game. So I enjoy, you know, all that part of it.
Good luck tonight, Bruce.
All right. Thanks, Jed.
That's the head coach, Bruce Cassidy. Stay with us. The Maple Leafs and the Bruins are coming up next.